Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Wayne.
It's a much better, yeah, nice and loud and clear. And
wonderful.
Annette, we're talking about nutrition and before and after and during events, like running events, maybe a 21 or a marathon. What should you eat and how do you prepare nutrition-wise?
When it comes to nutrition, doesn't really matter what your running caliber is, but it's rather important for you to look after your body and sort of fuel yourself. So if we think about why this is important, it's basically because you want to prevent fatigue while you are running. Mm-hmm. And then you want to speed up the recovery after your run, because the extreme, or not extreme athletes, but maybe professional athletes, they will either have to train hard again tomorrow or maybe race again in a few days. So recovery is very important if you basically fall into that category. Mm-hmm. So if we look at a pre-run meal, this is sometimes a bit difficult because we want to eat sort of 3 to 4 hours before a meal. Mm. 3 hours. And if you think if a run starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, it means you have to eat something at 4 o'clock.
Right.
You know, in the middle of. So it sometimes it's a little bit tricky, but it is quite important to try and eat that meal. Distance is longer than 10K. So 10, 21, obviously marathons, and then the guys that's going to Comrades, that's really sort of an extreme event. So nutrition becomes even more important. And then obviously it's not so important if you run less than 10. Okay. So if you go for a training run less than 10Ks, I wouldn't really have an issue. You know, I wouldn't really make this a priority.
Yeah.
But definitely when you are racing or you are training for and preparing for something like a Comrades, those people do runs of, they do marathons on a weekend to train for Comrades. So then you really want to. So 3 to 4 hours. Before then, you want to eat sort of a proper meal. Obviously, it depends on what time you are running. But that will prevent you basically from being hungry before your training and also during your training. And then it will help your body to keep optimal blood glucose levels and glucose for your muscles during exercise. Uh-huh. So a meal should generally consist of quite a bit of carbohydrates, so high carbohydrates, a moderate amount of protein, not too much fat, not too much fiber, because, you know, the fiber can maybe upset your stomach. The fat, again, if it's a high-fat sort of meal, it will maybe make the glucose release from the carbohydrates too slow, so you won't really benefit from the glucose when you need it, because we want it to be released sort of within 3 to 4 hours, and then we will start fueling up again with carbohydrates. So when it comes to training like this, generally we speak about low GI type of carbohydrates for a general person out there. But when it comes to training, it changes a little bit because maybe beforehand you can sort of do a moderate carbohydrate during your pre-run meal. But then during your run, generally the carbohydrates might be of a higher GI because we are utilizing it immediately. Yes, but let me not go ahead of myself. So pre or run, we can do something like maybe scrambled egg with some toast and a banana. So if we look at scrambled egg, maybe do one whole egg and some egg white, because obviously all the fat is in the yolk, but all the protein is in the white. So you can sort of make scrambled eggs with maybe one whole egg, two egg whites, scramble that up, put it on a piece of toast and add something like a fruit to it with like banana, or maybe yogurt and berries with honey. If you feel like it, you can add a piece of toast. Otherwise, again, like a normal sort of brown bread with some lean cold meat with fruit if you want to sort of make a sandwich for yourself. If it's a later run, like a late afternoon run, you can consider something like baked potato with some chicken, or a light pasta with tomato sauce and chicken. Breakfast time, also the good old oats with some honey, banana, and if you like it, peanut butter, really, really a good option. And then if you don't want to be so enthusiastic about cooking something, you can go to the plain cereals in the box for breakfast, but it would be cereals that can almost act like a meal replacement. Like for us, we've got Pronutra, Future Life, those sort of things. There's carbohydrate, there's protein, there is some fat. So even some of the other brands of the stores make their own sort of energy type cereal, which will be a good alternative because generally they do have carbohydrates, they do have decent amounts of protein, they are fortified with vitamins and amino acids. Yeah, because some people can't really stomach food before a run, you know.
It's easier
for them to drink a meal replacement or to eat an energy bowl of cereal or maybe just drink. These days, there's so many sports drinks that are very rich in carbs and protein with vitamins and minerals. So if you are the person that cannot eat, it's totally okay to also drink.
Yes.
As long as whatever you are drinking is almost like a complete meal consisting of the, not necessarily fat, but definitely carbs, protein with some or other vitamins. So those are all options that you can consider pre-a race. Then if you are really, sorry, did you want to ask?
No, I was going to ask now during the race, obviously that's now taking it to the next step.
Yes. And then if you are really doing a very extreme, like a 21, you can even drink like a 125 ml of fruit juice before the race start or pop some glucose sweets or use a gel or something like that. But that's really for races longer than 60 minutes that you would sort of do this. Mm-hmm. Now, during the race, the reason why we fuel up during the race is because your glucose stores will get depleted with runs, you know, when it becomes 1, 2, 3 hours. We continuously have to fill up our glucose or the glycogen stores because that's sort of where glucose gets stored eventually. So we're looking at the guide, and this is all guidelines. Again, every person is different. Nobody needs the same. So with all of this, you sort of have to use your training runs also to practice your nutrition.
Okay.
So refueling during a long run, we're looking at anything from 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrate per hour. So 60 is quite high. Sometimes I think 30 grams is a good average because you also have to think how will you consume all of that in that time. It's quite difficult. So this is really where sports gels comes in very handy and also like sports glucose sweets. Not that you have to do this. You can get away with some people can eat on a run, have a banana but if it's like me, I cannot eat on a run. I will rather use a liquid. So you can then, so then whatever you like to use, whether it's a gel or an energy drink, look at the nutritional information at the back. The average energy gel consists of about 25 grams to 30 grams of carbohydrate. So if you can finish one of those in an hour conservatively, that's a good start. Otherwise, if it's a very extreme event, you can maybe look at finishing one of those in a half an hour if it's events that's carrying on for longer. And then obviously water is also important. So with water, we're thinking like maybe 100 mils every 20 minutes of water. So if you are the personality that likes to use an energy gel, then only water. If you are not the energy gel person, but the energy drink person, you can then do a combination of an energy drink with water. But if you do the glucose-containing gels, rather just drink clear water because there's enough already in your gel. yeah, you might just need the water, because all of those gels are quite sweet.
Yes.
So you
yes.
might, especially if it's a long event, I also think that, like, for instance, Ironman, Durban Half Ironman was this weekend, and it's like, if you look at all the gels and goos and stuff that goes into pockets and energy drinks, it's always important to try and keep yourself some clean water. And then maybe also consider something savory if it's that very long extreme event. So if there's cycling involved, that's a good place to maybe pocket the Marmite sandwich or potatoes with salt or that just to break that sort of sweetness. But for running, it's easier maybe to stick to the glucose sweets and then the obviously all of those drinks, and you can then work out for yourself according to your choice that you buy how much carbohydrate will be in each, but you aim for about 30 to 60 grams of carbs an hour.
Okay.
Obviously, if it's a short event like a 2021, a 21 or 42, I think you can stick to the conservative line of maybe 30 grams. But if you go to the very extreme ones, you can maybe consider more. I'm thinking Comrades or an Ironman or one of those very, very long events. You can maybe aim for 60 grams. And if you, because with an Ironman and something like a Comrades, there will be time for you to actually maybe eat something. And then definitely do it if you can do it. Then maybe a peanut butter sandwich or a banana. And I also think it's a good idea. Some of these sports gels contains protein as well.
Okay.
So for me, protein is very important to add into. They talk about carbohydrates, but protein also looks after muscle recovery. And so if you have a gel with a little bit of protein in there, very important to actually maybe rather get that gel. And it also helps with the controlled release of the glucose, also looks at putting some amino acids back into the muscle. So really advisable to use something containing a little bit of protein as well. It doesn't have to be a lot, but a little will make a big difference.
Okay.
And sorry?
No, and then afterwards, you now you've run the race, your muscles are stiff and you're feeling a little bit worse for wear. What could you do just to make yourself feel better?
So after you finish, the secret really is to try, and whatever your recovery is, to consume that within 30 minutes after your race, because that's when your muscles and your glucose stores will, the absorption, that's your best absorption window for recovery, if I can put it like that. So generally for me, the easiest thing to tell people is get a recovery bottle. If there's family or friends at the end, they can make you something to drink with glucose, amino acids, and glutamine. So a glucose, so it can be a fruit juice, maybe with some glutamine powder, some branched chain amino acid powder, or you can maybe have a recovery drink that consists of some whey, some carbs, and some vitamins and minerals. And just to drink that quickly after you finish, because the glutamine and the branched chain amino acids that's in there, on top of the carbs and the protein, all of that really helps that your muscles can recover quickly and absorb everything, so that you can then carry on again tomorrow if you have to then do that.
Okay.
And then later you can worry about having a decent meal, because you've actually looked after your muscles and your body immediately after you have finished your race. So then after that, obviously, I'm sure your meal of choice, nobody can frown about your meal of choice after any event like that.
Yeah, so no, then you're allowed to.
Definitely.
And Anetsi, and this is probably a more difficult one to plan, and obviously in the time available, a little bit difficult to chat about, but something like the Washi, which is a race that goes over, for some runners, 25, 26 hours. So you're going through meal times, you're going through yes. breakfast time, lunchtime, supper time. You obviously need to almost build in meals as well as the right yes. energy foods and drinks in between.
Yes. So I think I actually don't know what those runners do. It's a very good question because I would think you would want to eat somewhere along the line. And I can just imagine that some of those athletes do take time to walk. And but it, again, it should be like things that you can actually have in your stomach and run with again afterwards. But in a race like that, then maybe definitely work with whatever you drink and your gels and maybe some fruit and nuts that is not too heavy in your stomach. And then you would work it out, sort of making definitely sure that you consume 30 grams of carbs every hour of your run. Yes. And then maybe banana and something like brown bread with Marmite or that might work. But something like this is so difficult because some people will tell you, I cannot eat.
I can't eat this during, or I can't eat that.
Or I don't like my stomach full of water and it's too heavy. And it's really quite difficult to get all your fluid in if you are on the run all the time. An event like Ironman bike is it's a really, really awesome time where you can eat something because you sit on the bike and you cycle. So it's not like, and your stomach is got a time to digest whatever is going in there. But run like that, you are, and if you want to run and you don't want to stop really and you don't want to walk and eat, I think it becomes challenging on what you are going to try to do to get yourself on the other side of that race.
It's probably there are as many ideas as there are people that have run that event as to what the right way of doing it is. But just you know, just an interesting thought, you know, on when you like a shorter event, you've got a start. Well, you've got a pre, a during, and an end, which is normally a couple of hours long, the actual event. But now you've got something that takes you 25, 26 hours. So it takes you through a whole lot of cycles of your body in terms of meals and things. So it's just, you know, an interesting.
In an event like that, I think the right thing to do is really to tap into all of the nutritional supplements that we do have available because they make a very small packet with a lot of energy and protein in there that actually, if you consume that 10 or 20 or milliliters, all you need is in there. A very interesting question would be, if we could get hold of somebody that did the washing many moons ago where there was no energy or sports
It. What did they do? Yes. They probably ate bananas.
Then maybe that the concept of eating a whole plate of mincemeat before you start because there's so much protein and fat in there it will carry you through is not a bad idea.
Well, we'll have to chat about that. But Inetsi, unfortunately running out of time, but thank you very, very much for chatting today. And just quickly, if somebody wants to reach you, how do they go about it?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989 or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great, Unetsi. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Cheerio then. That's Unetsi with today's Nutrition Chat. And don't forget, it will be on our website later on today as well as a podcast for you to download and take another listen to if you need to.